الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله مل مل کے کھڑے رہیں please stand close together shoulder to shoulder الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allah.
Wajibul ihtiram brotheran Islam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بندہ ناچیز ملک نیپال سے آپ لوگوں کی خدمت میں حاضر ہوا ہے. الحمدللہ وہاں ہدایت ایجوکیشنل اینڈ ویلفیئر ٹرسٹ کے ماتحت دو مرکزی ادارے, ایک دارالعلوم ہدایت الاسلام لڑکوں کا اور ایک جامع حفصہ لڑکیوں کا. اس کے علاوہ 19 مکاتب قرآن گاؤں دیہاتوں میں, غریب علاقوں میں دینی تعلیمی خدمات انجام دے رہے ہیں. ان تمام میں 1850 طلبہ و طالبات زیر تعلیم ہے. دارالعلوم جامع حفصہ کے ہاسٹل میں 538 طلبہ و طالبات ہیں. آپ میں سے جو کوئی حافظ قرآن کا اسپانسر بننا چاہیں 130 pounds ہے. اسی طریقے سے عالمہ کے لیے, گرل کے لیے 150 pounds ہے ایئرلی. اسی طریقے سے غریب علاقوں میں ہینڈ پمپ بور کیے جاتے ہیں 150 pounds میں. تو آپ میں سے صدقہ زکوٰۃ اللہ سے بھرپور تعاون فرمائے تاکہ ان کے غریب یتیم مسکین طلبہ کی کفالت آپ کے دیے ہوئے صدقہ زکوٰۃ سے کیے جاتے ہیں. انشاءاللہ ہم مغرب تک رہیں گے, ہمارے پاس کارڈ مشین بھی ہے. بھرپور تعاون فرمائے تاکہ ملک نیپال میں زیادہ سے زیادہ خدمت دین اشاعت اسلام اور فروغ تعلیم کا کام زیادہ سے زیادہ کیا جا سکے. جزاکم اللہ خیر.
انشاءاللہ آفٹر دی ریمیننگ دعا, شیخ سلمان پٹیل آف ساؤتھ افریقہ ول بی ایڈریسنگ دی گیدرنگ ان انگلش. All brothers are requested to make the most of the opportunity and please participate. members are requested to come close.
Forget this phone, yeah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ايمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم respected ulama ikram elders beloved brothers in islam this month of ramadan constitutes a very very great opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have to turn the clocks of our minds back just a few days ago, prior to the onset of this month, there would have been different mindsets, varying degrees of anticipation. There would even have been that group amongst us to whom the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, major gunas and sins, have become so much a habit that there would have been a sense of trepidation. Ramadan is coming, so let me get it out of my system. There would have been some last dash vacation also prior to Ramadan. However, if we look at the lives of the Salafi Saliheen, the pious predecessors, the manner in which they valued and anticipated this month, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah in his Lataif al-Ma'arif, he mentions, كان بعض أهل السلف يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That 6 months before the month of Ramadan, they would start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah should keep them alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the famous dua, Rajab would start, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive. Balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, let us not lose out. Ramadan is coming. One occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the minbar facing Sahaba. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. This type of expression is used when something gigantic, something momentous is about to occur. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Sahaba, they were not like you and I. Today, mashallah, the talks of deen we hear, many of us have different mindsets. Mushtaq Sahib, one of our elders, he gives the example. He says there was one person leaving his house in the morning. So the wife says to him that, listen, there's no milk, you must get some milk. So he says, no problem. Then she says, there's no bread, you must fetch some bread also. So he says, no problem. Then she says, you know what, the potatoes have run out. See, on the way back, stop at the grocer's, get some potatoes. He says, no problem. Then she says, you know what, we need onions also. See if you can get some. He says, no problem. End of the day, walks into the house empty-handed. So the wife says, didn't I tell you that we need milk, we need bread, we need potatoes, we need onions? She says, yes, you said. You got the reward for saying and I got the reward for listening. Unfortunately, many of us, the talks of deen have become like that. We are listening. But how much is the heart taking effect? How much is there this jazba and zeal to implement what we are hearing of the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were certain occasions when something, some revelation was of such great importance that the impact could be seen on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm digressing. One such example, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led a janazah salah. And after the janazah salah, he was leaning against the wall of Baqi. And all of a sudden, Subhanallah, ma unzila min at-tashdeed. He said, glory be to Allah. And then took his hands and caught all of his head and said, what a weighty revelation has come. Ma unzila min at-tashdeed. Sahaba, like I said, when it comes to the talks of deen and the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were not like you and I. Sahabi describes, he says, Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maw'idatan dharafat minha al-qulub wa wajilat minha al-uyun. Dharafat minha al-uyun wa wajilat minha al-qulub. He says, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking. Khatabana Rasulullah, the Nabi of Allah was speaking. What was the effect? He says, there was not a single person whose eyes were dry. Wajilat minha al-qulub, and there was not a single person whose heart was not tremoring out of the fear of Allah. They would take effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he sees this, Subhanallah, ma unzila min at-tashdeed, the Nabi of Allah has caught all of his head. Obviously, curiosity is piqued. What is this revelation? What caused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to react like this? Yet he says, it took me 24 hours, one day, to muster the courage to go and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was that revelation that caused you to react like that? So he says, finally, when I mustered the courage, mat tashdeed alladhi unzil, ya Rasulullah, what was so weighty that came upon you? So what does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says? Man qutila fi sabilillah. A man becomes shaheed in the path of Allah. This is the epitome, this is the goal, where a person sacrifices everything for Allah. Quran continually praises those who give their lives in the way of Allah. بَلْ أَحْيَا عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says, you are not even allowed to say they have died, they are living. That maqam, that status. And yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, should a man become slain in the path of Allah, give his life in the path of Allah, and then be given life, thumma ash, then be given life, thumma qutil, then again become shaheed, and then he is given life, and then again become shaheed. Wa alayhi dayn. And he has a financial obligation which he has not fulfilled. He is owing somebody some money. He has usurped the rights, the haqq of someone. There is a financial obligation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if he becomes shaheed in the path of Allah, given life, become shaheed, become life, become shaheed again, he will never enter Jannat hatta yuqda daynu, until the financial obligation is discharged. This month of Ramadan, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is the month of taqwa. This is the month to correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month, in layman's terms, to clean up our act. When Quran speaks of fasting, we find one is sawm. The word sawm is found in Quran. Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. Quran also uses the word siyam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Particularly in reference to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word siyam is used. What's the difference? One difference Mufassirin give, they say Sawm is masdar, noun, Siyam is plural. But a deeper meaning, they say Siyam is when every limb of the body fasts. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Laysa Siyam ani ta'ami wa rafas, Laysa Siyam ani sharabi wa ta'am. إِنَّمَا الصِّيَامُ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ وَالْرَفَثِ. He said, fasting is not abstention from food and drink. That is the starting point, that you are scratching the surface. إِنَّمَا الصِّيَامُ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ وَالْرَفَثِ. He said, fasting is when the tongue will fast. This tongue, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. This is such, on the one hand, such a great tool to earn the highest stages in Jannah. And on the other hand, it is such a venomous and a poisonous snake that the wound that this tongue inflicts. One statement, one sentence. And sometimes the hurt is such the person can't sleep the whole night. This is that type of venomous snake. They say for the cobra snake and other types of venomous snakes, they found a serum for its poison. But the poison of the tongue, the poison of the tongue, there is no serum for it. The wound that it inflicts carries on into the qabr also. That is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the iman of no person will be complete until his heart is perfected. And the heart can never be perfected unless the tongue is perfected. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will utter something. He won't give it a second thought. But it may have been something, there was division between two brothers. He caused, He caused them to come together. He caused jor and muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala loves this. Islah dhat al-bain. To mend instead of breaking. To mend instead of breaking. Sometimes a person will say something. He won't give it a second thought. But unity occurs. Love occurs. Muhabbat occurs. Mafhum of the hadith. Allah will become so happy with him that Allah will write down his happiness for him till Qiyamah. And on the other hand, conversely, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. He will say something, won't give it a second thought. Ulama say, what is referred to? Disunity, hurting the feelings of others, causing a rift, spreading malicious rumors. He'll say, they won't give it a second thought. Allah's Rasul says, Allah will prescribe and ordain His anger for this person right up till Qiyamah. مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ Rasulullah s.a.w. said, I guarantee you. Sometimes somebody tells you, go and invest here or do this or enter into this financial transaction or go into this endeavor. And you doubt, successful, not successful, you don't know. So, if it's a prominent person, what does he say? He says, listen, you have my guarantee. Don't worry, I'm behind you. Now the person gets himmat. Why? Because he trusts that individual. This is the meaning of may yadman li. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I guarantee you, guard this tongue and guard your private part. I guarantee you Jannah. Laysa siyam ani ta'ami wa sharab. He said, fasting is not abstention from food and drink. Fasting is when the tongue will fast. The eyes have to fast. The ears have to fast. The hands have to fast. The feet have to fast. The goal and objective, la'allakum tattaqoon. Become muttaqi. Become the friend of Allah. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, I digressed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mada yastaqbilukum. Wa mada tastaqbilun. Ma thalathan. Three times. Sahaba are confused. They are overtaken. What gigantic, what momentous thing has occurred? Finally, Umar stands up. Awahyun nazal. Ya Rasulullah, some revelation come. He says, La. A'aduun hadar. Is an army. About to attack Medina Munawara. Allah has informed you through revelation. Qala la, he said no. Then Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Mada yastaqbilukum. Wa mada tastaqbilun. What does my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Ramadan has come. Wa inna Allah ta'ala la yaghfiru fi awwali laylatin min Ramadan li jami'i ahli hadhihi al-qibla. O kama qala al-Nabiyu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such an opportunity has come. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says on the first night of Ramadan, Allah forgives the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such anticipation, he would make dua, balighna Ramadan, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan ali, wa tasallamhu minhu minni mutakabbala. Oh Allah, keep me in salamati, keep me in security, protect me till Ramadan. Protect Ramadan for me and accept my exertions in the month of Ramadan. This is such an opportunity. One is the Salaf-e Salihin, 6 months before. One, our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What is the intizam that Allah puts into place for Ramadan? Innal jannata latuzayyanu minas sanati ila sanati. لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Sometimes when we have about to have a function, if it's a very prominent individual or it's a very important function, sometimes some ridiculous sports amusement, they start a countdown, so many days. It's the countdown, this tournament, that tournament, they create a hype. The hall has to be decorated. Catering company has to be hired. All sorts of preparations are made depending on how prominent or important whatever is about to occur. Look at the intizam that Allah puts into place for Ramadan. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah orders Jannat. Allah commands that Jannat must be decorated for Ramadan. This year's Ramadan, when does the decoration start? When the Hilal of the Eid of last year is sighted. From that time, for 11 months, Jannat is decorated for this year's Ramadan. فَإِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ. When the first night of Ramadan dawns, then a beautiful wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah. The name of this wind is Muthira. As a result of this wind, the leaves of the trees of Jannah start flapping in the breeze. The rivers of Jannah, a ripple is created in the water. The handles of the doors of the palaces of Jannah start clattering in this breeze. A hype, an excitement, a fervor, a background orchestra is created in Jannah. As a result of this, the Jannat starts making dua. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, let there be those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will spend this month in such a manner that they will become the residents of Jannah. The maidens of Jannah, the hur'ain, wa yaqulna al-hur'ain, women of such indescribable beauty that the Quran does not get tired of describing them. وَحُورٌ عِينَ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. What descriptions Allah gives of these women. They also, when this wind blows, they start making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, let there be those men amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will spend this month in such a manner that you will make their nikah with us. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. Allah says, we will make your nikah with the maidens of Jannah. Such an opportunity this month constitutes that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam beautifully encapsulates its value when he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If my ummah had to come to know, if only they had to come to know what the value of this month is, they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. Such an opportunity. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما آتاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. We cannot imagine this mindset, the trap of shaitan, that mashallah, it's Ramadan, so let me exert myself. But last year was Ramadan, this year is Ramadan, inshallah next year also will be Ramadan. This trap of shaitan, this goes against the very grain of the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is such a dangerous mindset that generally sahaba, they would report their interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'aytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dakhaltu ala an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jalastu ma'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqal. Once I was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, this is how they would describe their interaction. Very rarely, we find this mode of expression. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma contextualized this. He was in his late teens at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this occurred before that. More likely, he was a young man, 13 or 14 years of age. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him. And what happens? Here he's not ra'itu or dakhaltu or jalastu or sami'tu. Allahu Akbar. He says, أخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبيه. He says, my master صلى الله عليه وسلم came up to me, this 13 or 14 year old boy. He says, he caught him by his shoulders and he shook him. And he said to him, part of that hadith, عُد نفسك من أهل القبور. Oh Abdullah, count yourself as if you are already in the grave. This mindset. One Ramadan and then next Ramadan and a lot of opportunities. No, my respected brothers. Our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time is limited. But if we look, he did not want his ummah to miss out even one second of the value of this month. The riwayat of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hatha Ramadan qad ja'a. Tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah. تغلق في أبواب النار تغل فيه الشياطين بعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له إذا لم يغفر له فمتى هذا. Even if you don't understand Arabic, هذا رمضان قد جاء. Ramadan has come. The doors of Jannah are flung open. The doors of Jahannam are locked up. Shayateen are tied up. بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May he be distanced from the mercy of Allah who finds Ramadan and still faints to gain the forgiveness of Allah. The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانَ شَهْرُ بَرَكَةِ يَغْشَاكُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَيَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. رِوَايَةُ أَبُو بَادَا بِنْ سَامِتْ. Atakum Ramadan, oh my ummah, Ramadan has come. The month of barakah, the month of blessings. Allah's rahmat is raining down upon you. Allah is accepting your du'as. Allah is wiping away your sins. And then, yanzurullahu ta'ala ila tanafusikum fi. Oh my ummah, don't take this month for granted. Don't waste this month. Utilize it. Compete with one another. Allah is looking at your competition. May he be damned. There is no one more unfortunate than the one that is deprived of the mercy of Allah in this month. The riwayat of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban. Faqal, ya ayyuhan nas, qad adha.